Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bronch McFadden is here, and we're just going to get some insight because BMAC texted us last night, and I think it was capital, all capital letters. Penix?
Yeah.
As if, like, really, this is happening?
Can't say what I said back to Bryant.
BMAC, man, it's good to have you on. We want to focus, obviously, on the Falcons, and that's where we are today. Lots of stuff happened in this draft, and we'll eventually get to it through the course of the afternoon. What do you think about this, man? Tell us what you think about this.
Oh, man. Hey, question. The fans still mad in Atlanta? They still fired up?
I do think there's a large percentage of fans that are upset and frustrated with this, the way this was.
Guys who never wanted Kirk Cousins are happy because now they think they got their guy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I will say this. I do think there's a portion of the fan base, and I don't know what percentage. Again, I'm talking to, 15 people here. But there's also a portion of people who have gotten it today and said, I get it. They couldn't move. They felt like they needed this, and they weren't going to be here in the next few years, and it's hard to get into the top five. Do it now and screw it, and we're going to go get our guy. So I do think there are a lot of people who are understanding it. It doesn't mean that they like it, BMAC. It doesn't mean that they accept it, though.
Yeah, but it was a surprise move, but it makes sense also. And I love using the Green Bay Packers as a prime example for this scenario that we're talking about with Atlanta. When they drafted Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers was still like a top three quarterback in the National Football League. When they drafted Jordan Love, we were surprised. Granted, they didn't take Jordan Love top 10, but they took him in the first round. And when you take a player in the first round, at some point in time, he is going to play. So when you look at what Green Bay did and knowing we don't need Jordan Love right now, but at some point in time, we're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers, we will have a guy already in the building that can get the job done. And as what we've watched with Jordan Love, they're not missing Aaron Rodgers. And a wise coach told me and my teammates, good teams get a quarterback when they don't need one. Because if you wait till the 25th hour, you can be in a situation like my Pittsburgh Steelers, who held on to Big Ben as long as they could, but they never addressed life after Big Ben until Big Ben left. And then look what they had to endure and still trying to figure it out. So if you're telling me Atlanta, the entire coaching staff, the GM, the owner, if they felt like Michael Penix Jr. was the third best quarterback on the board and he was there at 8, yes, go get him. Because now what we're starting to hear is that the Atlanta Falcons did not value, was not the only team that valued Michael Penix as high as they did. Because if Atlanta didn't get him, guess what? The Raiders were going to trade in the top 10 to get him. Seattle, who already has a quarterback in Geno Smith, who they just paid last year, was going to do the same thing. Minnesota was another team that was going to get Michael Penix. All of those teams had Michael Penix. Worst case scenario, the third best quarterback in the draft behind Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. So for Atlanta, if you're Raheem Morris, it's not just about the here and now. It's about protecting the organization at the quarterback position for the future. And Raheem said it best when he first became the head coach. If they had a quarterback, he would not be in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Brian, I get your argument, but, I mean, they were coming off an NFC championship the year they draft Jordan Love, and that's when things are starting to get sideways, as they always do with Aaron Rodgers. He started doing his own version of Brett Favre. We're not even in the playoffs the last 6 years. I mean, if you want to take this business model, take it back to 21. Terry Fontenot should have drafted Justin Fields over Kyle Pitts, and then you've got your heir apparent for Matt Ryan, who at that time, you know, wasn't cut off at the knees with the Patrick Mahomes. That would come a year later. To me, we're not there yet. Once you're there, then you can work on your succession plan. You got to have success before you have succession, in my opinion.
And I think that was a learning curve for Terry Fontenot as well. You know, you talk about what they did years ago with Kyle Pitts and not addressing the quarterback situation. But also, too, let's look at it the here and now, right? I understand it. We all know the NFL is a competitive league. But the luxury the Atlanta Falcons have at their disposal, their division, the NFC South, is watered down. It's not like it's the AFC North where you have three legit playoff caliber teams right now. Atlanta Falcons could have won the division a year ago with Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke. Atlanta right now, as we see it, yeah. as we see it with one round out of the way in the draft, Atlanta still has one of the more talented teams in the NFC South, right? So now you can address some other concerns for this team in the second, third rounds. And not to mention, when you look at Kirk Cousins, and yeah, Kirk Cousins might be a bit disgruntled, but he's going to get over it. But at some point in time, when you talk about Kirk Cousins signing, as we initially saw it, a four-year, $180 million deal, this could only be a two-year, $100 million deal.
That's right.
And you have your next best option, next best franchise-like guy in the building. And I'll say this, if we're just talking about tape alone, Michael Penix has the best quarterbacking tape out of all the quarterbacks that we've watched get drafted last night. He is the best thrower of the football. His anticipation skills and knowing where guys are going and throwing them open is unbelievable. And the most common thing that I love about Michael Penix, and this is contagious, everywhere he's been, he's won. If the kid went at Indiana with no talent, then he went to Washington, who was down bad, lifeless, brought them back to life, made that team a national powerhouse in 2 years, he's been a winner. So hopefully that same winning mindset at some point in time can transition to his career in Atlanta.
It is Brian McFadden, guys, who joins us on a weekly basis. We've been building up to the draft. We always tell you it's the best reality TV show that's on, and last night's a prime example. B, there are reports out there, and they are accurate. Steve Weiss, our buddy from NFL Network, is reporting this as well. But I was on Latu a lot. And apparently, after getting Penix, you see the conversation with Terry Fontenot and our owner, Arthur Blank. If you haven't seen it, it's out there. And people have made fun because obviously that's what we do on social media is, oh, I know what they were talking about. What they were talking about at that point was, how do we get back in and get Latu? So they apparently were trying to get Penix and Latu last night. Unfortunately, they were unable to make that move. We'll talk to Terry about that. I don't know how specific he'll be because, right. again, there may be more deals in place tonight. But what do you think about that? There was a plan to go get that other part, which was the defensive edge rush.
And I like that plan. That should tell all of us what the mindset potentially could be in day two for the draft. Now, Latu is a talented player, guys, but he had to retire from football because of a neck injury. That's severe. That's serious. Latu plays a position where he's always involved in contact, head-on-head contact, being an edge rusher, playing in the trenches. You know what I mean? So I compare, unfortunately, this is the unfair part for Latu, but this is the real part into what we're talking about. I compare Latu to Leighton Van Der Esch, who was selected years ago by Dallas and came into the league with an ailment and did not play as long as they wanted him to play because that neck ailment never left him. It always stuck around him. And guess what? He played a physical position in the linebacker spot. So if Latu was the guy, I, for one, I'm concerned because I say this all the time. If I see a collegiate player who plays on the defensive side playing with a cowboy collar on, that means that neck is damaged. That's damaged goods right now. We're in the era where most linebackers don't play with anything on their neck. And Latu was once that guy. He had to retire. So hopefully it works out for him because I wish him well. But the unfair part, the unfair reality is that neck injury, man, when you're a defender, you have to tackle, that could be something that you never get away from. But Day two is here. There's still a few edge rushers on the board.
Yep.
Look at the cornerbacks. That's another luxury the Atlanta Falcons have on their side. This with the second round of the draft, because there were so many offensive players selected in the first round, there's still a lot of valuable defensive guys there for day two that Atlanta could pick up and improve their team, especially on the defensive side.
Guy knows something about playing corner, and that is our man, Brian McFadden, here on the WaitFor.com hotline. We're live from the Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flowery Branch. Yeah, Brian, I just thought that, you know, it's unprecedented to see that many offensive picks. It set a record last night in the draft because, you know, it's an offensive league. We know that. And whether or not it's an indictment of, you know, you just didn't feel those guys were worth taking at eight, you know, whether it was edge rush or corner, and you couldn't find a trade back partner, I get that. But I just said, look, then go get a tackle. There was a run on tackles. There was quality there. Go get an offensive tackle because then I can support Kirk Cousins. You know, and again, you know me. I'm anti-quarterback in the first round. But I just felt if you can't find what you're looking for, go get a safe bet and get an upgrade on your offensive line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, that's fair. I think one thing we have to look at when you look at the draft, you know, Mike Carr, you guys have been watching as many drafts as I've watched as well. And same be said for our listeners. If a team knows that this is our guy, we're not playing around. Now, one of the more confusing things for me was seeing Denver take Bo Nix at 12. Like, really? I felt like you could have traded out of the first round and got Bo Nix in the second round. But Denver said, you know what? We're not playing around. That's our guy. We're going to go get our guy right here. We're not going to move back and hope that he's still there for us. So for Atlanta, it was like, you know, yeah, we know this is not the biggest positional need for our team. But this is our guy. He is the best guy on our board, and we're not going to play around. And Atlanta still has a win-now roster, even with them using their first-rounder on a quarterback. The division is bad. Will it be a little more improved than a year ago? Yes, one would think. But who's scared of the teams in the NFC South if you're Atlanta? Like, are you concerned with Carolina? Are you concerned with New Orleans? Are you concerned with Tampa? Yeah, you got to respect them because of that championship pedigree with Todd Bowles and his staff. But you guys were right there with them last year with playing with 10 players on offense, basically, because you didn't have any quarterback play. So this is a future move, but I still like Atlanta's roster, and I trust Raheem Morris. I really trust Raheem Morris. I believe he is one of the more up-and-coming coaches in the National Football League. So if he signed off on it, I think they have a game plan in place, and I think it's going to really surface in the month of October of next year when people see, okay, it makes sense now. And not to mention, you don't have any concerns about what the future holds at the quarterback position whenever Kirk Cousins decides to call it quits or the team moves on.
B-Mac, we will break down the rest of this draft with you next week, but we've been focused on us, and rightfully so. So we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for your insight today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.